waiting for that call. Waiting tips in the daytime, waiting mornings for the train.
No one could be happier than Josh Charles about the release of his first album, Love, Work, and Money. Josh is just happy that he was able to make it at all. Ironically, on his first attempt to move to New Orleans in 2005, Hurricane Katrina flooded the city, and he was forced to evacuate. Eventually, Josh returned to New Orleans to finish the album, and while he still plans to move there, for now, he's busy touring and playing in and around his current home in New York City. Josh says all of his influences come together, including the No-Town sound he nurtured as a teenager, on his new 10-song collection.
I grew up with Motown music in my house. My parents are from Detroit, so I grew up with that music. I love New Orleans R&B, and New Orleans piano is definitely what people know me, my style to be, but I also love rock and roll and Stax and everything. So I just made my own gumbo, and Love, Work, and Money is a kind of combination of my gumbo.
Included on the album is a remake of Josh's signature song, Healing Time. According to Josh, Healing Time is not only a tribute to New Orleans in the aftermath of the hurricane, but it's also a tune people everywhere can relate to.
When you write a song, you kind of just think, well, I got to write this because I'm feeling it, and this is right to me, and then you put it out there for the world, and when the world hears it, that, you know, takes on a new meaning. And at the time when Healing Time came out, obviously, you know, I wrote that for the emotional state of the people who were just uprooted from their homes or lost loved ones or lost their city, and just thinking how much healing time it would take. But our country, our economy, and then personal people's love lives, everything, it does have a very universal message.
When your life turns to shambles, you can't see your way through, and the nail starts to rust, the wound starts to bleed.
One of Josh's biggest fans and a key figure in guiding his career is legendary New Orleans music man Dr. John. Josh was only 14 when he impressed his soon-to-be mentor with his bluesy piano playing.
I met him in New Orleans, but after I got into college and I moved to New York, that's when I kind of called him up and, you know, said, I want to learn from you. I want to hear what you're doing. I want to talk to you about the music. And he told me at the time that he really respected that because it was a hustle. And he really liked that because he did the same when he was my age. He said, you know, I used to do the same thing with Professor Longhair and Fats Domino, and he was producing records at 14, 15. He was there at the birth of rock and roll.
Josh is donating the proceeds from the sale of Healing Time and a portion of the proceeds from his album Love, Work, and Money towards the rebuilding and restoration of New Orleans through an organization called the Preservation Resource Center. For more about Josh and the recovery efforts in New Orleans, visit his website at joshcharlesmusic.com. I'm Doug Levine.
How many times have I told myself not to end up back in this situation? The money's gone and there's no work in sight. Stay right here.